And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here is the rock and roll news for the week of January 27th. This week in 1958, Little Richard enrolled at Oakland College in Huntsville, Alabama, toward his divinity degree. The Bee Gees made their first ever appearance in the United States at the Anaheim, California Convention Center in 1968, immediately heading right back to England. Elvis made his national television debut this week in 56, and it was on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey stage show. Production began on the first Elvis Presley movie, Fun in Acapulco, this week in 1963. Mary Wilson from the Supremes was injured, and her son was killed in a California auto accident this week in 1994. In 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary signed with Warner Brothers Records. And according to Troy Shondell, Buddy Holly saw Troy's performance in Davenport, Iowa, 4 days before the day the music died this week in 1959. In 1969, the Beatles performed Get Back on the roof of Apple Records in London, England for the film Let It Be, the last public performance by the Fab Four. The very first Kiss concert happened in New York City, in Queens, this week in 1973. 17-year-old Neil Young performed his first professional date at a Winnipeg country club this week in 1963. In 1967, the Grateful Dead were busted for LSD and barbiturates in a New Orleans hotel room, and it became the inspiration for their song, Truckin'. Elvis signed a contract with the William Morris Agency in 1956 to represent him in film deals. Tommy Sands sang Teenage Crush in the Singing Idol, a TV show episode of the Kraft Television Theater. In 1957, the song became a huge hit as a result. Bobby Darin became the youngest person to headline a TV special when his Bobby Darin and Friends TV special aired this week in 1961. Also, 10 years later, he walked off the set of the Jackie Gleason show in 1971 when he wasn't allowed to sing Long Line Rider. Paul Simon graduated from Queens College in New York City this week in 1963. In 1973, Gladys Knight and the Pips left Motown Records and its Soul record label for Buddha Records. RCA released the very first 45 RPM records this week in 1949. There were seven of them in various musical categories, including the original That's All Right, Mama by Arthur Big Boy Crudup. The Beatles began their first British tour in 63 as the opening act for Helen Shapiro. Two members from the Robins broke away from the group and signed with Atlantic Records in 1956, and they became the Coasters. The Midnight Special, the great entertainment variety show, aired this week for the first time in 1973 on TV. In the studio, Dee Dee Sharp began recording Mashed Potato Time in 1962. In 1985, We Are the World was recorded in Hollywood by a plethora of stars, raising money for hunger relief in Africa. Grand Funk recorded The Locomotion in 74. The Beatles recorded Sie lieb dich, the German version of She Loves You, this week in 1964. Peggy Lee cut Is That All There Is in 69. Elvis recorded his version of the Carl Perkins hit Blue Suede Shoes in 1956. Bobby Goldsboro cut Honey in 68. Beach Boys recorded Surfin' USA and Shutdown in 1963. Crow recorded Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me in 69. In 67, Frank and Nancy Sinatra recorded the duet Something Stupid. Dale Hawkins recorded Susie Q in 57, and in 1959, Johnny Horton was in the studio recording The Battle of New Orleans. Birthdays: David Seville, born this week, 1919. Bobby Blue Bland, born in 1930. Mr. Acker Bilk was born in 1929. Ivo Rubich, remember Morgan? He was born in 1923. Horst Yankowski, born in 36. Phil Collins is turning 68. Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane and later Starship is 76. Norma Tanega is turning 80. Harry Wayne Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band turned 68. Terry Kath from Chicago, born in 46. Chuck Willis, born in 1928. Don Everly from the Everly Brothers is turning 82. Ray Sawyer, born this week in 1937. Bob Shane from the Kingston Trio turns 85. Rick James, born in 1952. Lisa Marie Presley was born 9 months to the day after the King married Priscilla in 1968. Graham Nash from the Hollies and later Crosby, Stills, and Nash is 77. Clyde Skip Batten from Skip and Flip, born in 34. Arthur Lyman, born in 1933. And Nedra Tally from the Ronettes is turning 73. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 27th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.